This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States says it carried out a raid on Islamic State fighters in eastern Syria, focusing on IS leadership. A Pentagon spokesman says the operation in Deir ez-Zor province was carried out by a U.S. Special Forces unit. He said a lot of intelligence was gathered during the operation. A Pentagon spokesman says a U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at Iranian boats near the Strait of Hormuz on Sunday. Four Revolutionary Guard attack vessels moved in at a very high rate of speed toward the USS Mahan in the Strait of Hormuz, ignoring U.S. warnings. When the Iranian boats did not respond to requests to slow down, the Mahan fired shots with a 50-caliber machine gun. The Iranians then stopped. Here's reaction from White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
At this point, the United States does not know what the intentions of the Iranian vessel were, but the behavior is not acceptable, given that the USS Mahan was operating in international waters.
The Navy destroyer was escorting two other ships at the time of the incident. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Monday his government opposes any contact between Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials. The statement comes a day after Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The meeting happened in Houston, where Ms. Tsai stopped on her way to Central America. Russia and the Philippines are considering joint naval exercises. Russia sent a destroyer and a naval oil tanker to a port in Manila last week for a five-day goodwill visit, and the two sides are looking to expand defense cooperation. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has said since taking office in June he wants to be less dependent on the United States and have deeper relations with China, Japan, and Russia. This is VOA News. The Kremlin is denouncing as baseless and amateurish U.S. intelligence claims it meddled in the U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump. A Kremlin spokesman called the accusations baseless. A transition official says U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will name his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as a senior advisor in his White House. Trump predicted Monday that the Senate will confirm all of his cabinet choices.
I think they'll all pass. I think every nomination will be, they're all at the highest level. Jack was even saying, I mean, they are at the absolute highest level. I think they're going to do very well.
Trump made the prediction in New York, where he continued to meet with business and political leaders 11 days ahead of his inauguration as the country's 45th president. The first Senate confirmation hearings on the Trump appointments begin Tuesday, with more scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, Trump's nominee for attorney general, and retired Marine General John Kelly, picked to be Homeland Security chief, face hearings Tuesday. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell met with Trump and then told reporters all the cabinet nominees will be properly vetted, as they have been in the past. In one of his last missions as U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry will join officials from 70 countries at a January 15th conference in Paris on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Neither Israel nor the Palestinians will attend. Israel strongly opposes the conference. There are reports that Palestinians may present a new peace plan on the sidelines. Kerry vowed Monday to continue speaking out on climate change issues. He spoke to students and faculty at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He touted what he regarded as one of the Obama administration's top accomplishments, the Paris Climate Change Agreement. White supremacist murderer Dylan Roof presented his sentencing case Monday, calling no witnesses and presenting no evidence to stave off the death penalty. Roof killed nine worshipers at a black South Carolina church last June. The jury will hear closing arguments Tuesday before deciding whether Roof will be put to death for his crimes. Turkey's parliament Monday began to debate proposed constitutional amendments that would give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sweeping new powers. Mr. Erdogan has long advocated a stronger presidency, but the main opposition party fears that the changes would turn the country into a de facto dictatorship. If the package is approved by lawmakers, the government will submit it to a voter referendum for final approval, possibly in the spring. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes mixed, the Dow down, the Nasdaq up on the day. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.